انتوا بتسمعونا على STR The Sandy Times Radio. ثقافة، ميوزك وأكثر.
Hey there, welcome to the Sandy Times Radio. My name is Barbara and we are here with our brand new podcast Add to Playlist. Here we invite talented people living in the Middle East to share their latest 10 picks. And today I'm so happy to welcome Helena Shahin, multidisciplinary artist, also fashion and art content creator. Welcome, Helena.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm getting used to this. You know, it's my first time hearing my own voice in my head, not vivid, but it's fun.
I'm sure it will go smoothly. Before we start, could you please share with me what role music is playing in your life?
When people tell me, like, what do you think of music, or like what music, like what the music plays in like terms of a role in your life, it's not really that hard to say. It's just music has been there ever since I was born. I've listened to music. Definitely my mom's like, you know, tell me when I was like just still created. But I think I love music because it's a form of speaking. People are, you know, speaking their feelings out and speaking up in terms of like movements or like standing up for themselves and for communities. So music has just been a form of telling a story, and I do love that about music because I could listen to the same song over and over again and I could just tell, like, it's beautiful, you know. I haven't lived that moment, but I'm able to connect through this music. So that's what music is for me. It's just my day-to-day. Like, I cannot live without it, you know?
This is so lovely. Okay, let's move to the playlist that you brought, and I will quickly explain you the sort of rules of our podcast.
Okay.
So you brought 10 picks. We will listen to them one by one. If you have several words to introduce them, probably tell me, when did you hear it? How did you hear it?
Right.
Go on. However, if not, I will guide you with my questions.
Okay. I have, so I listen to almost all kind of music because I've always kept an open mind to all of the friends around me. And there's some that were like listening to rock, punk, indie, classics, techno, and so on. So we could start by the first one, Hashrab Hashish. It's an Arabic song, and it's really, really good. And I was introduced to this one like a long time ago from my sister, and it's just a rebellious song. So
okay,
let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
ومي قالت لي البنات ما يلعبوش في الطين خالتي التي ترتدي الخمار قالت لي غني براحتك بس هتروحي النار بس انا ابوي ما قاليش فانا هعمل الصح واشرب حشيش البنات بيلبسوا فساتين ومي قالت لي البنات ما يلعبوش في الطين وخالتي التي ترتدي الخمار قالت لي غني براحتك بس هتروحي النار بس انا ابويا ما قاليش فانا هعمل الصح واشرب حشيش
Okay, this is so lovely pick, to be honest. And how long do you listen to the Arabic music?
I've been listening to Arabic music my entire life.
Okay.
Like, you know, I'm from Egypt, born and raised. So Arabic music's been just surrounding me most of the time. And I think I listened first thing to more classical music or like OG's music. Yeah, that could take us to the second song that is called Shara al-Bahturi. It's not a classical music per se, but this is a new band, female band from the Middle East, and they have been remixing and creating just music like from OG music. So,
okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
like your playlist either is like Arabic and a little classic, it also has a lot of power.
Yeah.
As you do. And I feel you have the goals, you have the aims, you yeah. have a lot of creativity. So can you please dwell a little more on what role does music play in your creative process?
So, you know, creating an art piece takes a lot of time. And when you tell a story, it takes various shapes throughout the process. And music for me is a bit of a distraction to all the things that could be inside my head. As a multidisciplinary artist, I have my head like constantly going through ideas or creative process other than the things that I'm doing right now. So for me, music is like kind of the shutdown to it. And usually when I'm working on a certain piece, I would create a certain playlist mm-hmm. To support this. So sometimes I'll be creating something very grungy or like strong, like ink play, drawing some like, you know, like shades and stuff. And that, like, I like to play some punk and indie mm-hmm. because it kind of like loud, and the beats and the drums and the electric guitar, like everything just like plays in my brain and it shuts everything else down. Mm-hmm. So music kind of like, in the most respectful way to say, it's like kind of a drug mm-hmm. that you take, and it kind of like things inside and you're like, oh, okay, I feel calmer. It's weird, like I could be playing rock music and I feel calm. Mm-hmm. So it's not really like the typical of like, oh, I'm playing classic music so I would feel calm. It really depends on what I'm doing. So music is an important role, because if I'm also feeling down throughout my you know, creative process, I would play a funk playlist and I'll just like dance for a little bit, because mm-hmm. if you know one thing about being creative, it's a lot of sitting and standing and having a headache and looking here and looking there. And it's kind of like a roller coaster, just going through everything until you make up the idea and be like, that's the one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. So in case, for example, you need to come down right now, what music pick would you choose? And is there any in the playlist that you brought?
To calm down?
Yeah. We understand now that you can calm down through rock and through classics.
So. Yeah, so we have Living for the Weekend by Upon a Burning Body.
Okay, let's turn it on.
Roll up your sleeves and strap on them boots. Clocking in and out is the work week blues. Got mouths to feed and bills to pay. All work, no play. Long days, they're all the same. The fucking boss don't even know my name. This 9 to 5, gotta leave it behind. Or break your fucking back and keep your ass in line. Thin lines, I'm walking.
It's literally saying my worries are gone when the music is loud. So it's like, you know, and it's like living for the weekend, like living every single day just to get the weekend so I could rest down. Because, you know, like the music, like the lyrics is insane. And the beginning of the song, it says literally, get up.
It's oh my
like,
God.
It's like a wake up call. Like this could be my alarm easy. You know what I mean? Just like, wake up.
This is so shocking, to be honest. Like, I was expecting anything, but you saw it in my eyes. I was, this was the pure shock that you could
have
seen.
Your eyes went into like 360. You were like, that's the one that calms you down.
Okay, you told me before we started that you have playlist with a lot of different artists featured there, mm-hmm. a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
How did you reach this point?
A lot from my friends, family, strangers, exes. Like, it kind of just goes around, even like from outings. Like, you're in a club, someone is playing music, you'd be like shazamming. Like, shazamming is my best friend. Like, I'm always like, you know, asking like, what is this song? And I like to indulge. Like, I would take one song and I would go to the radio and just check the rest of the things that are similar to it and then listen to it. And, you know, also like, I'll shout out to all of my exes who are like musicians and rappers, because you kind of like learn how, like how they get things. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. So you have several life hacks. We can say you're shazamming music.
So shazamming music, definitely stealing from your sister, you know, hiding, and then going on the radio and just checking the rest of the things. One of my favorite pieces that I stole from my sister, like my ultimate favorite, it's called, yeah, Parisia. I stole this one from my sister, and it's so good. Like, I listen to this over and over again, and I play every single beat and everything, and it's just so good.
Actually, it's amazing. Right? And, you know, the first thing that came to my mind is that it completely matches with what you are wearing, how you are styling. Ooh. Like, a lot of different textures, a lot of different flows, like colors that never match, but they do match.
Thank you.
Okay, tell me more about this part of your life, because this is quite big in terms of what you are doing, and you're well known for styling unexpected things, probably several life hacks.
Life hacks, girly. You're trying to just like, you know, like not gatekeep anything in this podcast. No, I'm joking. Clothes for me as a self-expression, regardless of like the media, the industry that we're in, that kind of like demands so many things from you to be like always on trend and making things happen and being always creative and, you know, like no breaks, as if like you're a machine working 24/7. You have to just go with your flow and with your base and whatever you feel is right, you know? And for me, I enjoy dressing up since a very young age. And it's all thanks to my mom. She is the fashionista in the house. She's the artist in the house. She's the multidisciplinary artist in the house. Maybe that term was not there like back in like the 70s, but it is now. Mm-hmm. And she's the one who inspired me to do all these things. When it comes to like hacks, honestly, I have to tell you guys that it's very important to keep on exploring and experimenting. One of the words that I use when I describe my style is being experimental, because I may have a style or like a certain aesthetic, but I always experiment. There was not like a moment where I was like, okay, that's it, I like it, I'm done. You know what I mean? I'm still experimenting, because it's the same as my identity. I'm still figuring out my identity, even though I have a base of it. You know what I mean? So definitely experiment. I would love to for you guys to take the playlist that I have, actually, and sit at home alone in your bedroom. Take all of your clothes out. like literally throw it out on the bed, kind of play the music and just like let the music flow in the body and see which color or like piece is being highlighted more on the bed. Mm-hmm. Pick it up and style it and experiment and enjoy. You have a music, order yourself some food, just chill around and experiment and try to find your identity through clothes. But that's it, because there's not a single like heavy like certain trick or something, you know what I mean? And if you're someone who's obsessed with trends, try to take a trend and make it your own. Mm-hmm. Don't copy paste it. Don't copy paste anything in general. Like if you're gonna copy paste, don't keep it as an identity. You can copy in the beginning and then figure out how you could elevate that to something that would suit your identity. So yeah.
This is crazy. It's super great advice, to be honest. Did you have a period in your life when you were styling and you were like, okay, I don't really like it?
100%, all the time. What do you mean? Like, there are so many outfits behind the scenes that I do that I don't like. Mm-hmm. You know, I wear them anyway because I always say embrace it. 100%. You know, I'm the kind of person that if I get insecure about a body part, I will show it more, because this is kind of automated response to insecurities or like any like, you know, negative thoughts. It'll be like, oh, okay, let me put it out. Mm-hmm. Because the more you hide something, the more insecure you'll get about it. So if you there's an outfit that you did and you don't like it, go out with it and see how you feel about it. You know, you might like it at the end of the day. Some of the cases for me, and some other cases I'm like, it was so uncomfortable. Like I literally can't wait to get back home and just take it off.
So, and when do you understand that your look is completed? Like you keep adding accessories, little things.
I love that question. There's no something called completed outfit, you know? Like I could be out with friends and then I see them wearing a hat or a scarf and I'm like, you know what? That will suit my outfit. But when I went outside of the house, I didn't have the scarf in my head. You know what I mean? I was just like, my outfit was like chill. So it's just whatever feels right for you. That's why clothes is like a self-expression. Your outer look is a self-expression of whatever is going inside. And some people can manage to do it. Some people can manage to fake it. Some people can, you know, it's like working on it, work in progress.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you did give a great advice to come back home and to put everything out of your wardrobe, turn on your playlist and start mixing.
Yeah.
What song should we start with?
Ooh. So, let's start with something chill.
Okay.
It's called Pistachi.
Okay.
Just take it right away to I Don't Need You. Just like strong end. We'll be right back. Yeah, I gave that to all the subconscious thoughts that you would have, you know, when you're just like mm-hmm. starting in something new or like something uncomfortable, just say like, I don't need this. Like, I don't need you. Like, whatever the person is inside, be like, I don't need you right now. Trying to like, you know, take care of myself and, you know, show self-love. So, yeah.
Okay, you're paying a lot of attention to the lyrics, as I see.
Mm-hmm.
For you, the good song, is it more about lyrics or more about the music itself?
You know, Pistachi is just a melody.
Okay.
So it's not always about the lyrics, but the lyrics does like matter at some point. And I feel like, as I said, music is drugs. So like there's, you could actually tell a little bit. We're not going to be like a stereotypical people, but then you could tell a little bit about someone's from their playlist and from their, mm-hmm. the way that like the lyrics is saying. I remember a period of my life when I was like 16, a teenager, like I listened to just dark music, like not dark when I say like dark as in like punk and like metal and like, you know, no, it was just like heavy on the lyrics. But then at that time I was listening and I was just like that's heavy. But right now when I listen to such a song, I don't feel it as heavy. So it really just depends on how, like, you know, how your mind or like your state of mind is at the moment. So for me, my state of mind is quite like mixed. Like, for example, there is a song called Maggot Brain. It's just music and it keeps on going. Like, I don't know, it's just like 5 to 8 minutes and he just keeps on going like that because he is speaking or they're speaking with the electric guitar. You know what I mean? It's not always just about the lyrics, but also that's what I love about music. That could let you indulge in your thoughts and what it could mean and just feel it. So yeah, it's not always about the lyrics, but I do enjoy like music with good lyrics for sure.
Before we move to the part with your artistic sphere, can I ask the last question regarding your fashion part?
Sure.
So imagine you're preparing for the fashion shoot. Do you have any things like in your to-do list to double check, to fix, to finish? And what song would you play as a last one before the photo shoot starts to elevate your mood, to elevate your confidence, if you need it, of course?
Yeah. No, I definitely needed, like, me coming here, I was playing my funk playlist because I was prepping for, you know, myself. And also because when you model or when you're creating shoots, you always do it early morning. Sometimes I had to wake up at 4 a.m. to mm-hmm. be ready at 5. So you definitely don't have any energy to, you know, be on set and do your job as a model. I need something to boost me up. And music does the job for sure. So I would say like the hacks and tricks is to take care of myself. And there's a lot of skincare to it. There's a lot of stretching just to like wake up the body and the mind. Usually I put like some affirmations in the morning. And then while I'm on the way to the shoot, I will put something funky as well. I am feeling my funk playlist recently, which I've added a couple of songs from them, and one of them is Daughter of the Sun.
Let's play it.
Daughter of the Sun, the way that electric's on my fingertips.
Feels like the best pick for the morning affirmations.
Yeah.
Like sort of meditation, but not meditation.
This is not the affirmation, no.
Okay.
Yeah, this is more walking on the road. When you do like your morning walks or runs, you don't run right away. You stretch and then you walk a little bit and then you start running. That's like my walk on the road, just to chill, take it. Because sometimes if I play very hard music, like rock music, for example, or metal, metallic music or something, I would get like a headache easy. Just because of the middle, bam, 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 in the morning, it's not always, you know?
Yeah, sure. It's like quite confidence booster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shall we move to your artistic part? You said that you are, first of all, multidisciplinary artist.
Yeah.
Can you please open this concept a little more for us?
So a multidisciplinary artist is someone who specializes in different fields professionally. So you could be hired in a company as like an art director, but then you're responsible on hair and makeup and creative and process. And you know what I mean? There's so many aspects to it. They usually still call it like an art director or like a creative director, but it's limited still because a multidisciplinary artist is just a wide range and depending on the artist. For me, I do modeling, content creation, creative direction, art direction, and I do fine art as well alongside fashion designing because that's my major. So yeah,
this is so cool. How do you get a lot of inspiration for this type of spheres? It's so difficult to keep yourself like full of these ideas.
That's my thing though. I've realized that I can't do one thing because my brain is not wired that way. Like I have many ideas that are constantly going, and I was blessed enough to manage to create those ideas alongside each other at some point. Not everything aligns. It needs a lot of discipline, and if you could look at my calendar, like it's all organized because I have to like manage my time. But I need to, like, let's say for example, if I'm modeling for some shoot and then I have a creative idea that is in my brain, so I'd write it on a note, you know what I mean? And I would get like at some point where I could create and I do content creation at the same time. So yeah, it gets like that. But it's because I am wired that way, or like my brain functions that way, that I managed to be a multidisciplinary artist. It's not because, you know, some people, especially narrow-minded people or people from, like older generation, they'd be like, well, you cannot set your mind on one thing, hence why you're calling yourself a multidisciplinary artist. But I was like, I set my mind on one and I finished it, and I'm not finished it, but like I'm walking consistently through, and I've jumped to the other while I'm still doing the same thing. So I'm modeling and I'm still doing content creation, and I'm still creating shoots on the side, and those shoots I'm participating as a hairstylist and a makeup or a fashion stylist. And I'm taking that and I'm doing my fashion and studies, and I'm taking that and I'm getting all these inspiration, and I could sit at home in my free time and I paint, or like I draw something, or I create something else. You know what I mean? So it's all just about like time management and what you could do and the commitment that you could give to every single thing. And also your understanding of work and how much it takes from you.
This sounds like crazy. You're the super creative person, but at the same time you have the strategy inside yourself.
Yeah.
So this is like the mix that everyone is trying to find, because nowadays you either get a super creative person or the person who is a good in strategy, operations and stuff.
Yeah.
And you are sort of mixing this.
My sister always said You have to mix the creative and the business side. Mm-hmm. It's one thing that I hate to hear, like hate.
Oh my God.
But if I want to succeed in my life and if I want to succeed as a creative and as a freelance artist and someone who's independent and actually try to make money, because that's, you know, you can't really easily make money as an artist, as a freelance artist as well. You have to work on the business side, and you not work as per se like you need to take a master or something, but mm-hmm. you have an understanding, so you're not tricked. So you have to, you know how to do the right choices, you know where to invest, you know, like when you get like the money, like how to invest it, like partially in your art and supplies and partially in you know, marketing yourself and partially like there, so you could manage to do all these things. But it's very important, and it's something that I must encourage all artists to do, even if it's uncomfortable. And I'm telling you now, it is uncomfortable, and I do it while I'm being uncomfortable, but it helps me a lot. So yeah.
Okay, in case you feel super uncomfortable, do you have any, also I'm coming back to life hacks, but
yeah,
how do you try to relieve this stress? Probably you have like spas where you're going usually.
So definitely, like I'm a sun person, so I'll have to go under the sun at some mm-hmm. point in the day just to like kind of release and relax. Music as well, you have to understand, it's like you have to, you know, like if you're too much and there's so many things are happening. But also sometimes when it's not like music, I like to simulate like my eyes, so I watch something, some cartoon, some movie, I binge watch some whatever, like, you know, I feel at that moment. And if it's like too much and I'm just overly stimulated with the discomfort and the feelings, I take a break, shut down, like okay. No music, nothing, just like 2 minutes, put it put it on your phone, 2 minutes, and just breathe. Because apparently I read this article
okay
that like people are not breathing correctly, like right now.
Okay.
Like people are constantly overstimulated because of our current generation and because of our time. And people are forgetting to like, you know, just breathe.
Like breathe in and breathe out.
You know, either they're talking too fast or not talking at all. Either they're shying on a side or being a bit extroverted, like extremely extrovert on a side. Like, the middle ground is not there, especially in such a big city like Dubai. Mm-hmm. It's like a city, you know. I have two phones. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I have two phones. I have work phone. I have personal phone. But even my personal phone has constant things to do on. So stimulation is everywhere. Like if it's not a phone, it's an iPad. If it's not an iPad, it's a laptop. If it's not a laptop, it's a TV. If it's not a TV, it's a headphones. And there's some music cassette or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you look at it, you actually don't have any silent moment until you're asleep. And even sometimes when people are asleep, they're not comfortable because they're having dreams and nightmares and their minds are constantly just functioning. So, yeah.
Okay, our advice to you, relax.
Yeah, and breathe.
And painting as well. I think it helps you to relax somehow. Does it? Not really.
I have to say it depends on the person, because sometimes people could get into their mind and mm-hmm. they want to paint something so perfect and they're not painters and they're like, oh, just perfectionist. I want to be a perfect person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I would say take a pen and paper and you could journal, write something down that makes you feel uncomfortable, burn it after, or just like write something down and throw it on a side, or just hold the pen and like scratch all over the paper. It's fine. Like, just don't think. That's the point, because sometimes you're overthinking things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, breathe and don't think and just go all over it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, that for sure.
Any music pick that you brought today that could be matching with the painting vibe?
Ooh. Yeah, Last Embrace. يا كمالها في ظلمة الرحلة رحلة من الأعالي لجحيم الأرض رحلة دوامها من الأزل إلى الأبد كنت آدم المرسل
المهاجر كنت آدم المسافر ويوسف المهاجر كنت وليا تخلى ليفتقد نصفه كنت النصف يفتقد يفتقد
It has a little bit of lyrics, but it's a very like on the mellow, but still strong, as you can see from like the beats and everything. But I think such songs just would take you, you know, with your brain and kind of like imagine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through imagination, you could start creating something.
A lot of songs nowadays, both current songs and the old picks, they're connected to love somehow. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what is love to you? And how do you used to showcase it?
Okay. Wow. I don't know what love is. Okay. I have forms of love that I express every day or like feel every day from many people around me that I'm blessed with. But I could tell you about obsession.
Okay.
I am obsessed with my cat. His name is Dodo. And I'm just obsessed with him. And maybe that's a form of love. So that's on my everyday, like this is my obsession. Another form of love could be my sisterhood with my sister. Mm-hmm. So we have a very strong bond and we very connected to many ends. So I would call that love. And there's the chosen family, soulmate, best friends. And, you know, there's also like a chosen sister that has been added recently. So those people are like, they show everyday a form of love. And yeah, and those are like the people that would somehow, you know, pop up in my head when you talk about love. But love itself, I'm not quite sure what it is.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like music and something that could express on love, I think what I always look for in music is like self-love.
Okay.
I try to find artists that are like expressing their love for themselves. A lot more than for someone else, because you have many classical songs that are really, really good that express love. Like, for example, to someone else, I have this song called Since I Fell For You by Nina Simone.
You made me leave my happy home. You took my love and now you gone. Since I fell for you, such misery and pain. I guess I'll never be the same. Since I fell for you, too bad.
Oh goddamn, it's really good. But then you could tell like, obviously you could tell a lot about her feelings, but it's a song about the guy that she fell in love with and how mm-hmm. she feels towards him. But for me, what I'm trying to find and still in the process of, like, someone that is speaking to themselves,
okay,
you know, through music. And it's also something, because I'm working on trying to find a self-love. You know, I'm trying to, like, understand more about myself and the things that I love and how I could love myself and how I could just, yeah, like, embody myself. You know what I mean? It's be self-centered within yourself, literally.
This is actually a great thing when you are not obsessed with the people around you, but you start with yourself, and your motto is start with yourself, choose yourself. Of course, not every day.
Yeah.
But sometimes you should be selfish.
How can you expect someone to love you when you don't love yourself?
Yeah, sure.
How can you expect someone to even not love? Like, if love is too strong for you, how can you expect someone to know you when you don't know yourself and to, you know, have these movie experience that you wish to have with someone before you know yourself, mm-hmm. you know? So I feel like even as a creator and someone who is in the creative scene, you need to be in constant exploration within yourself so you're able to create something authentic so people could relate to, you know, and it's not just a creation for our time. Like, again, trends tend to come in and kind of blind you with the true feelings or like the essence behind your mm-hmm. piece. So it's very important to pay attention to these things. So I like to speak of self-love, you know, to be more specific on that, and rather than love, because love is even a wider range. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, self-love is one thing. Being selfish is a little different.
Yeah.
Would you say that if someone calls you selfish, for example, you mm-hmm. would consider it as a compliment, or you would say...
I would consider it as a reflection of themselves.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, because if I'm out there living my life, exploring myself through music, through fashion, through art, through painting, or doing whatever, and I'm not harming anyone, and then you have someone in your life for whatever reason comes and be like, you're selfish. I'd be like, why are you reflecting yourself on me? Reflecting your feelings on me, like maybe because I'm doing something that you are unable to do yet, you know, like you could do these things if you want to. It's all about choosing to do it, you know.
One person told me that music is the best thing for memories holding, like a memory wallet, but it's also history holder.
Yeah.
And if you are the person who are into it, into the history, I mean, it's great if you dive into the lyrics, if you dive into the flows, probably. Yeah. And I heard a lot of Arabic songs that I do not understand because I do not speak Arabic.
Mm.
But they have this sad thing inside the song you cannot even explain, but you feel it inside yourself.
What I also do love about Arabic music is it's like poetry, mm-hmm. like they're singing poetry. It's like a certain guitar, but it's an Arabic guitar.
Uh-huh, okay, okay.
I don't remember the name of this, but it has a different tone. And one of the songs that I have here is called we played most of them in that, and interesting. It's a whole different, like it's quite opposite of what we were speaking about. But there's an artist called Iwaili.
Okay.
And he remixes like OG's like rap songs.
Uh-huh, okay.
And he's really good with his ears. The song is like El Abdi Wili. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's play that one for sure. When I'm around certain people and then they're playing or like really good music, I get high on music and on their vibes and more on the people's vibes. And that's what I mean with energy. like, don't underestimate, oh, energy, spirituality. No, we're not talking about mm-hmm. this. It's actually a real thing. Like, when you're in a club and you're sober and you're just dancing with, like, strangers and you don't know anybody, their energy is enough. If they're comfortable, if they're happy, if they're enjoying themselves, you will feel this. So same thing when you hang out with someone else, when you work with someone else. If they're enjoying themselves and if they're doing something that they like, you will feel it, you know?
So, and this is actually what you have inside yourself. When you're coming in, I can tell you a lot of confidence, a lot of love to yourself, and also a lot of energy that you are taking with you.
Thank you. I do my best. You know, I have my days where I'm home, like people don't see me as much. But when I go out, I try to carry my best in the best version that I want to be carried with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some would say, like, some people would look at myself, be like, you're trying too hard. You know?
Yeah.
I look at myself and be like, I'm not trying hard enough.
Okay.
I need to try harder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about you and how you perceive yourself. And that's why it's important to pay attention to yourself and to reflect on every everyday basis and events, because you also don't want to, like, you know, your worst enemy is yourself. Your worst, like, B-I-T-C-H is yourself, period. The mean B-I-T-C-H is strong within yourself. So you have to keep yourself in check and not to be too hard on yourself or too harsh because, oh, I missed today, I didn't work out, oh, I didn't eat well. Or, like, you know, you don't want to, like, fall in any toxic trait within yourself because, you know, it tends to happen anyway throughout the process, and you have to mm-hmm. like keep yourself in check and get out of it.
This is the great thing you're telling, and to be honest, I think it's the best ending that we could have in the podcast. The motto, the letter to the listeners, how to be yourself and how to love yourself. Thank you so much, Helena. I enjoyed every minute.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this was crazy.
This was so fun and so spontaneous, like in the way that everything just falls. I loved it.
Thank you.